الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah Almighty is very great. He created us as a Muslim, as a human being, and gave us the tawfiq to be a Muslim. We should thank our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we can. A good person who becomes the obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a respectful life in this world and in the hereafter. And this respect and this satisfaction of heart can be achieved only by making good deeds, good amal, leading his life according to Sharia and Sunnah, according to the Sunnah of our Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will have a good life, a life in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him in each and every corner of life. He will give him respect among the people, and he will make him successful in every assignment of life. So the real success is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give respect and grace to anyone who is obedient, and for this obedient person He has given this respect and this grace in this world. And it has happened in the previous times that those persons who used to go astray and they committed sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in such a way that the people took a lesson from them. So if anyone wants to have a good life, he should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter he is a man or he is a woman. Any one of them, he can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can have the rank of wilayat. He can be from waliullah. Even the woman can become become awliya Allah, because they will be making good deeds, and they will be acting upon the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Akademim used to do as much as good amal as they could, and they used to utilize their time. Even a moment of their life, they never used to waste it. As any person uses his wealth very carefully, they used to spend their lifetime very carefully. Our lifetime is very precious. Every moment of lifetime means something. It is like jewel, it's like a pearl, it's like a diamond of our life, and we should not waste it, and we should not put it just without doing anything. We should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our life, even while we are standing or sitting or we are laying down. And we should try to do everything according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahabiyat رضوان اللہ علیہم اجمعین they used to make good amal and they used to do as much as they could. Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, once she made intention of 2 rakat after Isha prayer and she went on reciting the Holy Quran and she was getting so much lazzat and so much joy that she went on reciting, and when she completed the 2 rakat, she came to know that it was almost Subh Sadiq time, the dawn time, and then she raised her hand and started making dua and said, "Oh Allah, I have just prayed 2 rakat and your night is so short that the night time has been spent." So they were complaining that the night time is short and we just can pray only 2 rakat. Look at their lives, how much they used to enjoy their night time. Some of them used to pray the Fajr prayer with the wudu of Isha prayer. Whole night they used to spend in praying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he had a schedule of almost 40 years of his life that he used to pray throughout the night. So when he died, from his neighbor, one of the child who was with his father on his house roof, he talked to his father and he said that, "Oh father, I don't see a pillar on that roof which I used to see before." Then his father cried and said, "Oh my child, it was not a pillar in the night. You used to see it. He was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, who used to pray throughout the night at the top of the roof. So now he has died, you will never see that pillar in your life." So can we imagine that the children of the neighbor, they used to feel as if there is a pillar standing on the roof. Whereas it was Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, who used to spend whole of his night in praying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they used to spend their life in such a way that every moment of their life was useful, was beneficial for them. Once one of the Sahabiyah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these men have gone ahead of us in making good deeds." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her how. She said, "They go in the masjid to make prayer with you with Jamaat. They go with the janaza in the graveyard and they go for jihad with you, but we women, we remain in the houses, we take care of their children, and we could not do these good amal like jamaat and jihad and janaza. So the men have gone ahead of us, we cannot meet them in this way." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this woman has asked a very beautiful question, excellent question, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her that any woman who will wake in the night due to her child, to feed the child, or due to some other problem of the child, then she will get the same reward as a mujahid who will awake in the night at the time of jihad. And he said that any woman who will pray in the house, she will get the same reward as a person who will go in the mosque and pray with the Jamaat. Subhanallah, if she prays in the house, she gets the same reward. If she takes care of her child in the night, she gets the ajr of jihad, even she is on her bed. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door for everyone. If a woman wants to become one of the awliya, she can become. There is no hurdle in between. The only hurdle she will find will be the nafs and the devil. And this nafs and devil is with everyone, maybe a man or a woman. So we have to control our nafs. We should not just go after our bad ambitions and wishes, and we should not go on the devil way, but instead we have to go on the path of Allah and lead a good life. Once some of the Sahabiyat, they were sitting at one place where food was getting ready. So one of the Sahabiyah, when she got her food ready, she took it and then she stood up and said that, "Oh my sister, my food is almost ready, and alhamdulillah, meanwhile I have recited 3 para of Quran. Subhanallah, when they used to prepare their food with their tongue, they used to recite the Holy Quran, and they used to even recite 3 para of juz, 3 juz of Quran in this time. They used to make their time so fruitful, they used to get double of the ajr. One ajr on cooking the food, and the second ajr on reciting the Holy Quran in the same time. Subhanallah. So in this way, every woman can make her time more fruitful. She can get double reward. Even if she is working in the house, she is both cleaning the clothes, or she is doing some work, or she is cleaning the furniture, or setting something, or doing some other work, she will get the reward on this work, and as well as if she is making istighfar or durood some subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, this type of zikr, so she will get the reward on that. So in this way she can get the double reward in her time. So we can make our time more and more precious by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hands should be busy in the work, and our heart should be busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوا بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. For you who believe, you should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُم مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those men or women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared lot of reward for them. Allah. So they will be given lot of reward when they will go in the hereafter. So we should try to make our time more and more fruitful, and we should not waste our time in just some worldly things and worldly affairs. Everyone has to do some work in this world. We should do it, but with our heart we should be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be making virtues in even that time. If someone is traveling on the road, so number one, he is driving the car, and number two, he can make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who can stop him. There is no one who can tell him, you cannot make dhikr when you are driving the car. No. It is something that you can do while you are even doing anything, while you are even eating, or while you are talking, or while you are selling something, purchasing something. But with your heart, you can be attentive towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala then narrated a hadith. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadhkuru Allah ta'ala fi kulli ahyanihi. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of his life. So we should make our time more precious by remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala, one night she made niyat of 2 rakat after Isha, and then she went on praying, reciting Quran, and she reached a place where she recited, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. And she just recited this ayat again and again, and she started crying and crying and crying until the whole night passed in this way. Subhanallah. They used to spend whole of their night just by reciting one verse from the Holy Quran. So can we spend half an hour of our night time for tahajjud? But it will be difficult for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that at the time of tahajjud, one of the angels comes on the first sky, and he calls, Hal min sa'ilin fa'uti ala. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there anyone that who can ask us something, who can request us something, and we will provide him everything what he will want? Subhanallah. The caller from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we should make dua and pray in front of Allah. But we are sleeping on our beds at that time, and we cannot even wake at that time. That is such a previous time that any person who will get up at the time of tahajjud, he will get the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that on the day of judgment there will be one person and he will be standing in the row just waiting for his own hisab, and he will be looking at the people. Some of them will be going to Jannah and the others will be going to Jahannam. But when he will look at his own life, he will be afraid. Oh Allah, I have not made so much of good amal, and my sins are too much. So what will happen with me? So people will go to Jahannam and Jannat, but he will be waiting, and he will be afraid, and he will be sad in his own heart, and he will be very much depressed. What will happen with me? But when his turn will come, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will tell him, "Oh, you should go to Jannah and Paradise. I have given you special blessings and I have forgiven all your sins of life." Then he will become surprised. He will ask, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why this blessing has been upon me? I have not done any special amal, any special action." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him that one night you were sleeping and it was the time of tahajjud, the time of my awliya. They used to worship at that time. So you just changed your position on the bed, and while you were changing your position, you just said, "Oh Allah," and "Oh Allah" is a dua, but then you went to sleep. So in your Naam-e Amal, it was written, "Oh Allah." So I thought that you wanted maghfirat from me. So just onward, "Oh Allah, I am giving you the blessings, and I am forgiving you, and you are going to Jannah without any hisab kitab." Subhanallah, subhanallah. You can say just "Ya Allah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to paradise just on this dua, "Ya Allah." So we can make our lifetime more and more fruitful if we become a good person and we make tawbah on our sins of life. The devil is always behind us. He wants us to make every bad deed which we can. So he drags us towards the dunya, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us towards the akhirat. Wallahu yad'u ila dar as-salam, and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is calling you to the house of paradise, to the house of peace. So we should respond to the call of Allah, and we should try to do our good deeds as much as we can. This is the only way. There are two duties upon us. One, we should do our good amal whatever we can, and we should leave no stone unturned. And this is the best way, that while doing the work of this world, we should make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should recite the Quran, the verses of Quran from with our tongue. I have seen some of the women, and it has been reported to me that they have the habit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their heart or with their tongue when they are working in their home. Few days ago, I happened to go to Karachi, and there was one of my friends, so he made dastarkhan and he told me that, "Hazrat, my wife, she recited Surah Yasin 11 times when she was preparing your food." So I was really happy to listen to that. Even in this time, there are some of the sisters, some of the women, who are making their lifetime so precious, so beautiful. They are spending their time in such a good way that she was working in the kitchen and at the same time she was reciting Surah Yasin. If someone say that we do not remember Surah Yasin, everyone remembers Surah Fatiha and last few Surah of Quran. Whatever we remember, we can repeat it again and again, so we will get the reward of the recitation of Quran. And then we can say, "Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi," and we can say Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we can say "La ilaha illallah." So we can make a zikr. In this way, the devil will remain away and good virtues will be written in our Naam-e Amal, and our time will be spent in the remembrance of Allah. And this is a hadith that when someone remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are angels in the paradise. They start constructing his house. As soon as he stops remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, they stop doing the work. The other angels, they ask them, "Why you have stopped doing this work? the construction of this house, they say that there is no material which we can use. Then if the person again remembers Allah Ta'ala, they again start construction of the house. So it means that if we will remember Allah Ta'ala more and more, our palace in paradise will be a big and large palace, a beautiful palace, a specially designed palace, and it depends upon the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, every woman wants that in this world, her house should be a big house, a clean house, a beautiful house, and it should be properly decorated, and there should be proper furniture and beds and everything in the house. She wants a very beautiful and good house, because she feels that I have to spend my lifetime here. So if we have to spend our 50 or 60 years in this house, and we want to have such a good house, so there we have to go and stay forever. Throughout forever, khalidina fiha, we will remain in the hereafter forever, for good. So what type of house that should be? And if that house will be in the higher rank, closer to the house of Rasulullah, then how fortunate that woman would be, or that man would be. So we should try now to have a good house. Everywhere, if we want to purchase a house, we see the neighborhood. And if the neighborhood is very good, we feel, oh, this is very good neighborhood. For example, we want to have a house near the masjid, because we feel that the blessing of Allah will come on the masjid, and our children will easily come and go to the mosque. And this is the best space where we can build a house. Similarly, in paradise, the best house will be, which will be near the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should make our good deeds in this world to get our good house at a very good location in paradise. And we should leave no stone unturned in making our lifetime more and more fruitful. We should try to do every good deed what we can. We should speak the truth. We should make others feel good. We should not tease any person. We should not make ghibat for anyone. We should not do any good, any sin, so that the angels should not have the opportunity to write our sin. And if even by mistake we do something bad, we should make tawbah as soon as possible. And we should always be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he should not become angry. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes angry from someone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes him in such a way that people get a lesson from his life. So we should be afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should try to be his obedient servant. And this is in a way very easy, that we should do everything according to the sunnah of our Holy Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suppose we have to eat something, we should eat in the manner Rasulullah ﷺ ate his food. We have to drink something, we should drink according to the sunnah. We should sleep according to the sunnah. We should pray according to every work we will do according to the sunnah of our Prophet. That will be the good deed, that will be the virtue, and we will get lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the woman in the early times, in the past, they used to spend their time like that. Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi alayha, a very pious woman of this ummah, she used to spend her night in the remembrance of Allah, and when it was time of tahajjud, and she used to make munajat, she used to make dua, and she used to say, "Oh Allah, you have kept the sky away by falling on the ground." She used to say, "Oh Allah, you have kept the sky away by falling on the ground. Oh Allah, keep the devil away, and he should not control myself, and he should not come to me." SubhanAllah. He should pray like that, and then he should make other prayers. "Oh Allah, people are sleeping, the kings of the world, they have closed their doors, but Ya Allah, your door is still open, so I beg from your door, you give me the maghfirat, and I want your love, and want to be a good person in your sight." SubhanAllah. She used to pray like that. So we should also try to make 4 rakat, 8 rakat of tahajjud every night, and then we should make munajat. And we should make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, you will see a difference in your life. And in the day, we should spend the day according to the sunnah of our Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometime, once a man came to Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he said, Hazrat, I cannot get up in the tahajjud. I don't know, I make the intention every day, but I don't know what happens to me. It is very difficult for me to get up in the tahajjud. Then he told him that you should spend your daytime without sin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the tawfiq to make tahajjud. So this is the best way to make tahajjud, that in the day we should not do any sin, we should avoid the sin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq. He will give us the tawfiq to do more and more good amal. Like our past people in this ummah, they made good amal. SubhanAllah, I have read in the book that some of the sahabiyat, they used to train their children in such a way, they used to raise up their children in such a way that they used to become a good alim and imam of their own time. Hazrat Hunsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had four sons, and when she used to make dasturkhan for them, she used to tell them, oh my sons, I am not bad, I never made your mamu ashamed, and never made khyanat with your father. So she used to say it again and again, oh my children, oh my boys, I am a good woman, I never made your mamu feel bad, and I never made khyanat with your father. So one day, one of them asked, oh mom, what do you mean by that? Then she said that while I was unmarried, I had such a good character that my life was like this, that your mamu never felt ashamed from any of my actions. And when I got married, I never made any mistake and in khyanat with your father. And I never looked with any bad glance to other person. So I am such a pious mother of you. Then the son asked him, mother, what do you want? Why you tell us every day? The mother said, oh my son, I have a desire in my heart, ambition in my heart. Can you fulfill this? And they asked, mother, tell us, we are going to fulfill it. She said, no, you cannot fulfill it right now, but when you will become young and you will be a young person, at that time you should go to make jihad, and you should sacrifice your life in the path of Allah, and you should become martyr, all of you four, and on the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make a call, there are the mothers of martyrs, so I will have the opportunity to go in front of Allah, oh Allah, I am the mother of four martyrs. SubhanAllah. In this way, they used to train their children, they used to raise up their children in such a way. SubhanAllah. Half of the education the children used to get from their mother. Whereas, in our time, the mother herself does not know much of the deen, how she can teach her sons about the religion. So this is the basic fault in our society, that we don't put more effort on the religious education or of our girls and our women. This is half of our life. The children raise up in the hands of their mother. SubhanAllah, I have read a story in one of the books that there was a very pious lady and she had a son, and then she used to make tilawat every day. And when the son, he became maybe 5-6 years, so his father took him to Qari Sahib so that he may memorize the Holy Quran, he may become Hafiz. So after a few days, he went again to ask the Qari Sahib how the child is behaving and he is doing. But when he went, the Qari Sahib told him that he is an extraordinary child. I gave him just one page, but he just memorized it and came to me, that gave me more lesson. I gave him second page, and in this way, in just few days, he memorized the three para of Quran very easily, and I am surprised how it is possible for such a small kid to remember 3 juz of Quran in just few days. So the father, he made lot of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave him such a talented child. And when he returned to his home, he told his wife that our son is doing very good. He remembered 3 juz of Quran in just few days. And then the wife told him that Alhamdulillah, I am hafza of 3 juz of Quran. When he was just a baby, I used to take him in my hand and feed him from my breast, but I used to recite these 3 para every day, and this is the nur of those 3 para which have entered in the heart of my son, and it is very easy for my son to remember the Holy Quran. Subhanallah, the mothers used to take their children in their hand and used to recite the Holy Quran. May Allah give us the topic to become a good person.